Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣基督圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify here.
我的事情一年之后我才开始有做见证，因为我之前不晓得说有那么多人听我祷告。因为前一年就是生病后之后，我一直在台湾教神学院，那就是因为都一直在神学院，也没有出去，也没有遇到，就是遇到神学生而已，没有遇到其他的人。
It was only a year after everything happened to me that I started to testify, because I didn't realize so many people around the world were praying for me. After everything happened, I stayed in the Taiwan teaching TTP and I didn't leave, so I didn't know what the world knew.
那这次来美国也是因为很多人一直问啊，有的不认识的，像他说，哦，你就是那个我们祷告那个人，你来了。
And it was only after I came to the U.S. then a lot of people would ask me questions, even people I didn't know. And they would say, oh, you're the person we were praying for.
Hawaii 的那个姊妹也说，哦，你就是那个啊，我们 Hawaii 那个 Bob 的妈妈哈。她说，我们替你还在祷告。我说，谢谢啊。
And Brother Bob's mother from Hawaii, even she, when I saw her this time, said, oh, you're him. We're still praying for you in Hawaii.
那愿神带领了哈。
So may God guide us all.
我当传道是一个神很大的恩典。
As a preacher, it's a very great grace from God.
这个以前都没有讲过了哈。
These are all things that I've never shared before.
但是我从很小，也不是很小，十四岁就我感觉自己是一个传道。
Since I was 14.I felt that I was a preacher.
因为有一个，就是我那时候就，我也不是立志了，我就感觉，我就自己以为我是传道，就开始过传道的生活。
It wasn't like.
但是我还是一般的人，就是了。也人家也不知道。
It wasn't like I made a determination or anything, but when I was 14, I just felt like I was a preacher, so I started to.Live a preacher's life. I didn't tell anyone.
那时候，当小朋友的时候，不是唱一首歌吗？远隔海洋那边的小朋友。
And when we were little, we would sing a childhood song.
那我们要去跟他传福音。
Across the sea, we have to go preach the gospel because there are God's sheep there.
那我想说，我是传道，就自己朝这个方向走。
And so I thought, well, I'm a preacher, so I want to strive towards this direction.
大学毕业就去留学。
After I graduated from college, I went abroad to study.
那我想说我是传道，所以就开始传道了。
And I thought, well, I'm a preacher, so I started to preach everywhere I went.
那有一天，那时候杨长老还在，他是总负责，他就写一封信，我都没有报名神学院，也没有怎么样，他说你来当传道。
There was one day when Elder Yang was still alive, and he wrote a letter. I didn't apply for TTP at all, but he just wrote a letter and said, you should come to be a preacher.
那我就到那甘谷教会去。
And so I went to Garden Grove Church.
那当时教会就给我一把钥匙，就是车子的钥匙，一个名簿。当时那个现在的何长老、何执事他们夫妇就陪我去访问。
And then,
当起实习传道，我怎么会当传道了
？And so when I went to Garden Grove, they gave me a pair of keys and a members directory, and there was keys to a car. And there was a Deacon Ho at the time, and he just took me out. And my job was to be an intern pastor to go and visit the members.
我那时候还是弟兄。
I was still just a brother then.
经过三年的训练
，After 3 years of training,
就安立了。
I was ordained a preacher.
安利之后，因为这当中听过很多的见证，就是前辈的见证。
And during this process, I heard a lot of testimonies from my elders.
我是很喜欢当传道。
I really wanted to and loved to be a preacher.
直到现在，我很喜欢当传道。
Even till now, I still love to be a preacher.
但是安利之后，我有一个感觉，想说，因为听了很多，然后我自己心里感觉说，用比较这个不知道怎么讲，我说。用台湾话来讲，就是说有一天我会被修理啊。
And after
不晓得怎么样，就台湾话说，不能用台湾话讲了，因为
错
类蛋就是。
After I was ordained, I just always had this feeling that one day I'm going to be chastised severely.
我跟人家说我那个上台会流汗湿湿的，人家都不相信，有没有？人家不相信。
I tell people that when I come up to the pulpit, my hands are sweaty and they don't believe me, but they're sweaty.
上台都很害怕，不晓得为什么。
Every time I come up here, I'm nervous. I just don't know why.
很湿哈，湿到你有点害怕，让你。
So of course, I have to be very careful.
那只好常常，因为当传道就是被教导嘛。但我们也教下面，就是要检讨财色交。
Because as a preacher, you know, not only are we taught, but we also teach, and we have to equip other people in the next generation.
不是，三个要讨要检讨的就是财。
There are three things we have to. Review is one is your.
你有没有贪财呢？
Are you greedy for money?
我是不该要的。
Are you greedy for things that you shouldn't have?
好像到信徒家，人家在卖画，你说啊，是不是送一幅画？人家在卖的，你怎么可以？我有没有荣幸可以被你送一幅啊？这样就不可以了。
Or you go to a member's house and they sell paintings and you say, oh, can you give me one? And you kind of use your relationship to get something free. This is what they're selling.
那再就是。
Second is things related to sex.
女色,
就是女色的, towards the woman.
那再就是骄傲,
third is pride.
这个我们很知道的，就是属世上是肉体情欲、眼目情欲、今生骄傲。
Of course, we know that these are the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life recorded in the Bible.
但是神特别爱我,
but God especially loved me.
对，就是。 我是属连总的，连总的，就是无论是副总负责啊、副总，他们都应该我感觉都鼓励我，让我当传道当得很舒服了，不会说，感觉很舒服这样。
I am a preacher for the IA, and all of the members they all encourage me so that as a preacher I feel very comfortable.
那家主耶稣也是个。 是一个给我没有后顾的家。
And thank God, God has also given me a family where we don't lack anything.
我十几年来，当传道，人家问我家，我总是一句话，真的是，我说我回家的时候看我家的小孩都比我想的更好。
Every time, as a preacher of these several decades now, people always ask me about my family, and I always tell them one thing, that whenever I go home and I see my family, it's even better than I imagined.
可能我的标准不高，但是我回去感觉小孩子都比我想的好太多。Maybe
I don't have high enough standards, but every time I go home, I see my children. They're better than I expected.
但是我总是有一点担忧，会遇到什么事情。But
of course,
不会讲就是。But
of course, there's something I worry about, but I never say.
对，你可以问神学生。我有时候跟他们讲说，我跟我的怎么讲，比我早当传道的连总传道，我有时候说，你们要兼顾一点呐。 因为我比较小嘛，最小的，虽然年纪不小了哈。我说你们不能倒，你倒会压死我啊。我在想，那魔鬼如果一个一个修理哈，一个倒了会压到一个嘛，好像那个骨牌政策。那我是最后一个出来的，会。我说你要坚强，不能倒啊，你倒会压到我。And
there's something I always say, and I say it to the other members who are members who are older than me. I say, you guys can't fall, because if you fall, it's like a domino effect, and I'm the youngest of us, and I will be crushed.
当然，我讲这个不是说很有爱心，我不是说，不是爱心啊，是很自私的想法。And
really, this was I didn't say this.
但是也是事实啊。I
didn't say this out of love. I said out of selfishness, but it's still a fact.
我总是想说，有一天会轮到我。Because
I always thought one day it's going to be my turn.
但是一路来都，继续当传道。
But along the way, I continue to be a preacher.
那去年四月在联总在马来西亚，马来西亚哈，那个新那个吉隆坡开世界代表大会。Last
year in April in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, they had the International Delegates Conference.
从头到尾差不多10天。
In total, it's about 10 days.
我 什么印象都没有。
And I don't remember a thing from it.
两天前那个周传道还说在讨论一个议案，他还去叫我说，这个是你，就是我有写个文章说这个轮到讨论你的东西，你要出来啊。但是他说他有叫我，我那时候我在睡觉，我跟他说头痛，我说我都忘记你去叫我，什么都不记得。
And 2 days ago, Preacher Chow reminded me, said that during the conference, there was a proposal we were discussing, and there was something I had written, and he had called me to discuss what I had written, and I told him at the time my head hurt, but I don't remember any of this happening.
第一个图。
First picture.
我醒过来啊。
I awoke.
我第一个反应说，奇怪，这哪里啊？
When I woke up, I thought, where am I?
我发现我头有两个洞，你们可以看到有两个洞。
And I realized I had 2 dents in my head.
我说把我抓来挖洞也不通知医生啊。
I was like, someone came and dug 2 holes in my head and didn't tell me.
有一个执就是当地的一个执事来在我旁边说。我说哎，怎么我在这里啊？头有两个洞，包起来了哈。我说哎，怎么没有通知一下
？And there was a local deacon there, and I told him, I go, hey, there's 2 dents in my head, and no one told me.
因为我想说，如果开刀应该回德国比较好嘛，对不对
？Because I thought, well, it'd be better to have the operation back in Germany.
他说你有签名哎，并且你签的字还蛮漂亮的哦。
He said you don't remember a thing. You signed your name to approve all of these procedures, and you signed it very beautifully.
哎，我说哎，那这是真的、哦。
And I said, wow, this is true.
在这之前都没有什么印象。
Everything before I awoke, I have no memory of.
好，那当然就要自己检讨一下，有没有财，有没有色，有没有叫。
So then I started to reflect on myself. Was I greedy? Were there things regarding sex that I wasn't aware of? Or was there other types of things that I did wrong?
那想完之后，想想也不至于那么严重吧。
And so I thought about it. I go, well, I can't think of anything severely wrong that I did.
那病就病吧。
So if I'm sick, well, then I'm sick.
但是我不会感觉痛哎。
But I didn't feel any pain.
这时候就是很正常就是了。
In fact, everything seemed normal to me.
那但是那里没有啊，不用，嘿，没有叫你换，你不要换啊，哎呦，啊 ，OK， 马来西亚很冷哦。
It's very cold in Malaysia.
我盖了四床被。
I was covered with 4 blankets.
但是那个是很薄的了。
But they're all very thin layers.
那我说我不想了。
And I said I don't want to.
那个晚上八点的时候。
At night.
八点多。
Around 8 p.m.
我发觉怎么旁边的那个房子有人在吵啊，不是人啊，就声音很吵。
I realized that next in the room next to me, there was just a lot of noise.
但是我的直觉想，哎，这是魔鬼工作啊。
But to me, if I knew that this is the work of Satan.
因为我从小到大当传道也没有遇到鬼啊。
Because since I was young until old as a preacher, I've never encountered a demon.
就是说鬼没有对我做什么了，但是赶鬼是非洲或是在德国常常有。
What I mean by this is that it's never come to do any harm to me. Of course, I've cast out Satan in Africa and Germany before.
我想说，如果老鼠在那边跑，你说是魔鬼是不应该、啊。我那个时候，我全身怎么样？我虽然在床上，不，这是第三天了、哦，我没有下过床，也不用上厕所，就大家知道嘛。
And of course, this is me lying three days after I woke. I've been in bed. I've never gotten up for anything. And I thought, you know, it can't be a mouse. If it was a mouse, I can't call Satan.
还在滴点滴，又头还在有引流管呢。
I still had an IV hooked up to me and a tube hooked up to my head.
我一个人，我想说，一定要去看看到底是什么东西。
But I was very curious, so I said, I have to go see what this is.
我慢慢走了，我记得那个路很长，因为没有下过床嘛，几天了。
I remember it was a long walk, and I've never got off the bed since I awoke at the time.
一看，其实里面是浴室啊，跟厕所啊。
And then I realized that in the room next to me, it was the bathroom and the shower.
那我想说，如果再滴水，你说魔鬼工作也是太过分了。我就把自理性可以排除的全部都把它关一关，看一看有没有漏水。
So then I thought to myself, well, maybe it's the bathroom. There's something leaking water. And so, you know, if it's leaking water, I can't say it's sane. So I tried to use my logic and reason and check everything that I thought could have been a possibility.
那看完之后又回来。
And after I checked it out, I came back to my bed.
那个吵的声音还，
but the sound,
还是继续。
The noise was still there.
那时候我那个我讲说用我最能够的方法，因为那个我住过的地方最吵的就是台湾总会的那个八楼神学院那个宿舍，吵。
So then I started thinking, well, the noisiest place I've ever lived was the 8th floor of the Taiwan GA, where they have training.
因为那个半夜有时候大卡车呼这样子。
Because at night, in the middle of night, the big trucks would drive by and you could hear it.
有时候那个摩托车可能把那个排气后面那个消灭器拿掉，噗，很大声。但是我也不怕你那个，如果你。跟着那个声音呼呼两下就睡着。你要跟着他的那个旋律，你心里绝对不会想说这是什么地方啊？这么没有公德心，绝对不能这样想。你想话睡不着。
Or of course, you know, sometimes motorcycles would drive by and they've removed the catalytic converter, so it's really loud. But then I thought, well, as long as you follow the sound, then you won't be startled by it, and then of course you can fall asleep later.
那我想说，照着那个。那个声音吵的声音让它上上下下。
And so I said, well, let me, this noise that I'm hearing, let me follow the pitch and the loudness as it gets louder and softer.
我这样一想呢就要吐啊。
And as soon as
还没吐出来那很恶心的那个感觉。
As soon as I thought this, I started to throw up and I felt very, I felt everything was very disgusting.
这时候我就知道了。
And then, of course, I knew.
就一个观念进来说现在轮到我了。
And then a thought came into my head and said, now it's my turn.
因为当传道，我听过别人讲，多多少少有时候会被修理了。
Because as a preacher, I've heard other people for the more, you know, more or less, they've also been chastised by God before too.
我说会怎么这么粗鲁的这个方法呢？
And I said, well, why is it such a very strong and raw?
我就想说，这种胆小鬼不要理他。
And I said, well, I shouldn't care about this, you know, this devil next to me.
我想说，连用耶稣的名赶他，耶稣的名也太浪费了。
I said, it's not even worth saying Jesus' name. It'd be wasting Jesus' name to cast them out like this.
这种鬼不值得。
This kind of devil is not worth it.
耶稣的名太宝贵了。
Because the name of Jesus is too precious.
就不理你。
So I'm not going to pay attention to you.
那就好了。
And then everything was fine.
那我晓得，哎，轮到我。
So then I thought, what's my turn now?
隔天，同个时间又来了。
Next morning, around the same time, it came again.
我没有看到啊，也没有摸，他也没有摸我，就是。但你感觉一个力量来。
I didn't see it, and he never touched me, but you could feel this power came.
昨天是在我睡的房间的另外一间的，就厕所浴室啊。厕所浴室是连在一起的，很大。
Previous day, it was I could feel his presence in the room next to me. The room next to me was the shower bathroom.
这是来了，
this time,
一个力量来。
This time I felt a power coming.
但是那时候也想得很快了，想说你要干什么。
And of course, I thought immediately, what are you trying to do now?
他也不讲话，也没有什么，就很快啊，跑到我脚前。
I didn't say anything, but quickly just came by my feet.
我讲的是很慢了，他拉我被子啊，从后面拉。
And then he grabbed my blankets from my feet.
我一定要拉住啊。
And I tried to grab back on it.
我是很正常哦，你不要以为说。
It's a very normal reaction.
想很快，我说太过分了，我好不容易要到四床被。
And I thought,
好不容易啊。
This is really rude. I tried really hard to get four blankets. Now he's trying to take it away from me.
我跟护士说我要第二床，他给我，我要跟他说第三床。他说你已经有两床了，我只好把一床藏起来，然后跟另外一个要，好不容易要到四床，我很宝贵啊，怎么拉我被子
？I tried very hard to get these four blankets. I had to tell one nurse I wanted a second. When I asked for a third, she wouldn't give it to me. So I asked a different one, and I hid the first. And that's how I got four blankets.
因为他有放冷气啊。
Because they had the AC running.
啊, 我有做引流, 可能流很多血啊,
and I lost a lot of blood after the surgery.
所以感觉很冷啊,
so I felt it was very cold.
这么拉我被子太过分了。
It was just really rude that he was trying to take my blanket from me.
我说不敢你不行啊。
And I said, well, I got to cast you out.
那就奉耶稣名赶他。
So I cast him out in the name of Jesus.
那就好了。
And everything was fine.
好了,再来看一下, 第二,
next slide.
这是当天哦。 就是出了加护，这是在加护病房里面了，在加护病房里面。
This was in the intensive care.
我家人马上到。
My family came right away.
他从台湾直接就去马来西亚，下午就到了。
My wife, she flew from Taiwan straight to Malaysia and came in the afternoon.
事后他们来了三，我家有兄弟三家，三家人都派代表来。
I've got, you know, three sets of families, and they all sent a representative to come see me.
我妹妹是跟我后来跟我讲的。
My sister told me later on.
她说他们是准备去收尸啊。
That they were all ready to go to retrieve a body.
我妹妹很直接就是了，我们已经准备好去收尸了。
My sister, she's very direct, and she told me they were coming to take a body home.
好，那再一个。
Next slide.
你看到右边白的那个哈。
You see the white on the left side.
就是本来是血呀。
That used to all be blood.
那现在钻两个洞，把这个血抽出来。
And so they drill two holes to relieve the blood to shed it out.
那这是后来医生跟我讲的啦。And
later on, this is what the doctor told me.
那个因为血已经把脑压过去。Because
the blood had already pushed the brain to the other side.
那有两个，一个就是所以。 那个当医生照到这个图的时候，他们跟那个就是当时那个车长老，然后他们讲说，这个人可能随时会死掉。When
the doctors they took the CAT scan of this, as soon as he saw that, he told Elder Tse that, oh, this man probably will die any time.
为什么？
Why did he say that?
因为我是在那个波德森，就是在吉隆坡附近检查，但是呢。 要开刀，如果要把这个那个做引流呢，要到那个马六甲，马六甲知道马六甲海峡哈。
And the reason is
还要搭那个救护车，不是用直升机，可能比较快一点嘛。救护车还会路上还会跳啊。Reason
is because when they first examined me, they examined me in Kuala Lumpur, but they do the procedure, they had to drive me in an ambulance to another hospital, and there'd be bumps along the way.
如果没有死的话，这个因为你脑被压，你脑好像豆腐嘛，对不对？哦，他那个脑会向下，哦，那向下的话，他们说可能会变终身就植物人了。如果没有死，也会变植物人。And
they told me that since my brain was already being pressed by the blood, and since our brain is like tofu, it'll start to migrate downwards, and if I don't die, then for the rest of my life, I'll probably be in a vegetative state.
但是他们把那个血引流抽出去之后呢，我就好了，不是好了就什么都没有，好像没有发生一样。But
miraculously, after they let the blood out, it was as though nothing happened.
那马来西亚那个医生也没有跟我讲一句话。And
the doctor,
他好忙啊。
The doctor in Malaysia, he didn't even say a word to me. He was too busy.
那我也没有想什么，也不会痛哎。And
I didn't think of anything to ask. I just, it didn't hurt.
好，再下一个。Next
slide.
这就是出院了。
Here I was being discharged from the hospital.
我8天出院。I
was discharged on the 8th day.
哎，那出院之后。 医生说你不会回家，不可以回德国了。After
I was discharged, the doctor said that I could not return to Germany.
因为刚刚看到，因为头的差不多1/5是空的。Because 因为你血抽掉嘛，所以也没有脑啊，空空的。所以有时候如果你说这个人脑袋空空，我曾经过，至少有1/4脑袋空空。And
they told me I couldn't leave.
真是空空啊。
After they removed the blood, 1/5 of my skull was empty. So if you ever say someone's airheaded or empty-headed, I was one of them in the past.
所以要在那边要观察。So
I had to stay in Malaysia for evaluation, observation.
不是在医院啊，是我就 一个信徒他有一个家没有住，就是空的房子，因为他有一个家在马六甲，但是他们工作是在吉隆坡，所以马六甲这个房子就让我住。
So I didn't stay at the hospital. I actually stayed at a member's house. He had a house that was empty, and so they let me stay there.
那我的太太从德国就去照顾我。
And my wife, she came from Germany, and she came and took care of me.
当然就是煮饭给我吃啊，而已哈。
Yeah, of course she cook for me.
我现在还一想也是很甜蜜的，因为自从我当传道之后，没有应该说生小孩之后了。我们没有讲那么多话过。
Actually, when I think back to it, I think it's kind of sweet because after I became a preacher and after we had a kid, I don't think we've ever talked as much as we did during this time.
就是最右边那个是给我们住的那个姊妹。
The sister on the right is the one who let us stay at her house.
我们在那个马六甲两就是半个月。
We stayed there for half a month.
是说实在是好像度一个蜜月，半蜜月，因为只有半个月而已啊。
I consider it a half honeymoon because it was only half a month.
我们就讲了很多了，讲到最后从小一直讲到老，讲到死了怎么埋葬。
And we talked a lot. We started from when we were born all the way to when we were old and how we would die and be buried.
以后就没有这种机会了，因为回到家忙啊，哪里有去讲那啊？足足讲了两个礼拜话，因为我不能出去啊，他只是煮饭，煮饭我在那边看啊，然后呢就讲话，感谢神、啊。
I'll probably never have this opportunity again, so I thank God because for 2 weeks I couldn't go out, and she stayed indoors with me to cook food, so of course we just talk.
不是有那么相看两不厌吗？唯有我太太。
It was just me and my wife.
对不对？不是相看两不厌，唯独敬亭山嘛，不是吗？一个是相看两不厌，相看两不厌，唯有我太太嘛，天天看呢、啊。
Just no choice, just me and my wife.
不是 no choice, enjoy.
But we enjoy it. Enjoy.
Really enjoy. 那从医院出来八天就出来，好，下一个图。
So next slide.
这就是出院的时候，你要看到头两个洞嘛，哈。这时候看不到，因为是头皮是肿的。现在你可以摸摸看，有没有洞？有没有？这个太大力会摸到脑浆哦。
You can't see it in this picture because my head was swollen, but after the swelling went away, then you can see the dents where the two holes were, and if you push too hard, you can push inside.
好，再来。
Next slide.
这是什么图？我出院的星期五出院，星期安息日，他那个教会是在马六甲教会嘛，他就叫我讲到了，我就。当然，传道就是讲道的。虽然我讲道会流汗。
So I was discharged on a Friday, and then on Sabbath, I'm the preacher, so they asked me to deliver a sermon.
那也蛮有趣的，就是。
Actually, it was quite interesting.
这个图，这个照片是，这些都是后来他们寄给我的。
These are all pictures that people sent to me after everything happened.
那坐在最前面那是一个执事。
Sitting in the very front is a deacon.
他是那个教会的唯一的执事，也是王执事。
He's a deacon Wong, the only deacon of that church.
他说啊，我们这里都没有传道啊，你来替我们讲道。
He says, you know, we don't have any preachers here, so can you deliver a sermon for us?
我说好啊。
I said sure.
后来他才跟我讲。
Later on, he told me.
他平常的位置是最后面的。
Usually, he sits in the last row.
他说我叫你讲道，我也怕你半途。昏过去。
But he said, you know, when we asked you to deliver a sermon, I was afraid that midway you may pass out.
所以他们那个是比较近一点，他坐到最前面，他说如果你有三长两短，他可以马上跑上来。
And since their pew was closer to the pulpit, he said he sat in the front, so in case I passed out as I was falling, it come and catch me.
他叫我讲到又怕我掉下去。
He asked me to deliver a sermon, yet I was afraid I would fall down.
好，那讲完之后，他说。你既然来了，明天来哦，安息日再来就照个相吧。
And then so he said, well, since you're here, let's take a group picture.
这是他们平常安息日聚会的人，不多啊。
This is their membership on a normal Sabbath. It's not too many.
他说, 那明天来一个特别聚会。
He said, well, if you're here, let's have a special service.
我说好啊。
I said, okay.
好，那就隔天。
So next day,
星期天就特别聚会了。
We, Sunday, we had another special service.
那因为特别聚会是讲一个主题嘛，哈， 天国的比喻。
And then so we had a theme, and it was the parables of the heavenly kingdom.
他们那个讲台很大。
Their pulpit is very, very large.
他们旁边都是玻璃的那个可以写字的，所以我在上面哇，从这边写到那边去。
And it's surrounded by glass, which you can write on. So I just wrote all over the glass.
那完了之后就照个相。
And so afterwards, we took another picture.
那有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
他说他要做见证。
He said he wanted to testify.
其实是我要讲到那个之前他们讲的了。
Actually, they told me this before I delivered the sermon.
那时候我心里有点嘀咕了，你叫我特别聚会，我要讲一个主题啊，你就要人做见证，这是什么意思啊？
And I was a little perplexed. I was saying, you asked me to give a special topic, services, and then you have someone who wants to testify. You know what's going on?
那只是说。 你优先啊，你讲完有剩时间在那。
And the deacon said, well, you know, you first, and if there's any time left, then he'll deliver his testimony.
当然，我那时候想说，让你先解决完之后，剩下的我再来。
Then I thought, well, I'll let you go first so that you can get it over with, and then I will continue my class.
其实他的见证，那个弟兄是最上面。
On the top row, the second from the right.
他是一个电脑工程师啊。
He's in the IT.
他说他昨天，因为我上台是包一包嘛。
Because the previous day, every time I go for the pulpit, you know, my head is bandaged.
他说他看我上台，他还头痛啊。
And then he said that when he saw me go up on the pulpit, his head started to hurt.
因为他一年前也。 开过耳朵，现在有时候也会头痛。
Because a year before he had had operation on his ear, and periodically his head would hurt.
他可能特别有爱心，看替我痛。
And so he maybe had a special love for me and felt my pain for me.
其实我没有感觉痛哎，真的。
But really, I didn't feel any pain at all.
他正在痛的时候。
And he said that while he was in pain.
他忽然看到讲台有。 五个天使,
he all of a sudden saw five angels on the pulpit.
那他还会画, 他画图很漂亮。
He even drew a picture of it.
但是他们没有把它照下来，就是 他画天使长怎么样, 因为他说他看到。
He drew a picture of what the angels looked like because he saw it.
那讲台两边站两个。
He said on each side of the pulpit were two of them.
那天使高到那个屋顶啊。
And he said they were as tall as the roof.
对，并且呢。 拿着很大的书，
and they were all carrying very large books.
好，那在另外两个呢，拿了杖。
And then, the two in the back were carrying staffs.
那这个讲台最后呢，有一个拿着宝剑。
At the very back, behind the pulpit, there was an angel carrying a sword.
他说他看了这个异象之后呢，头痛就好了。
And the brother said after he saw this vision, then his headache went away.
他也不再替我，就是。 担心说我会讲不完。
He stopped worrying that I couldn't finish my sermon.
因为他是那个执事的那个女婿。
He's actually the son-in-law of the deacon.
我在想他因为私下跟他讲。
And so I think that the son-in-law told the deacon on the side what happened.
所以那个执事才很勇敢的说明天再来一个特别讲习会。
And that's probably why the deacon was so bold to say, let's have another seminar tomorrow.
那个执事说。 不会有事啦，神保护啦。So
the deacon told me, "Oh, don't worry, nothing's gonna happen. God's protecting me."
所以隔天他就不坐前面了。And
so the second day, the deacon he didn't sit in the front anymore.
好，那第二天的人更多，他们就通知一些人来啊。Second
day, you see there were more people because that Saturday night they notified a lot of people to come.
好，下一个图。Next
slide.
他们还有一个就是布道会。
And then they had evangelical service.
这是一个特别的，它这是一个德国的 德国人在马来西亚当教授。
This is a.
他也把他叫来说，我们有一个德从德国来的传道。
They had a truth seeker who was from Germany who went to be a professor in Malaysia, so they invited him, saying, "Oh, we got a preacher who's from Germany."
好，那感谢神啊，就是在马来西亚这样待了15天。
So thank God.
就是出院之后。
After I was discharged from the hospital, I stayed in Malaysia for some 15 days.
全部在那边待了23天。
In total, I spent 23 days in Malaysia.
好，再下一个图。
Next slide.
这是最后离开马来西亚之前，就到外面来照个相，头都好了嘛，对不对？
This was the last day before I left. We were outside. We took a picture because you can see at the time, my head had already recovered.
好，下一个图。
Next.
你看，这是一看就晓得是机场嘛，对不对？
You can easily see this is the airport.
那个姊妹也送我们到机场啊。
And that sister whose house we stayed at, she sent us to the airport.
就回德国了。
And I went back to Germany.
那这是4月23号。
This was April 23rd.
一号动手术嘛，对不对？醒过来。
I had surgery on April 1st.
好，回到德国。
And then now I went back to Germany.
回到德国之后呢，那个。就因为在马来西亚有很多的骗子嘛，哈，拿给德国那边再去医院呢，看怎么样。
When I was in Malaysia, they took a lot of CAT scans or X-rays, and so we brought those all back to Germany so that the doctors in Germany can also review it.
那个他只是看片子，然后也在马来西亚照的。他就问我做什么，你怎么会去那里动手术？
And then so when the doctors in Germany saw these pictures, then he just asked me. He says, "Why did you go to Malaysia and end up having surgery there?"
那我说我是传道，去那边开会。
I said, "Oh, I'm a preacher. I went there for a seminar."
他看我精神不错。
And then he looked at me and said, "Well, you look pretty healthy."
他也蛮应该是蛮虔诚。他说，那这样子，我们给神一个机会啊。
Oh, actually, he looked pretty healthy, and he looked pretty.
他不是说给你一个机会，我说好，我回去祷告啊。
And he actually said, "Well, let's give God an opportunity. Go home and pray."
那我就回家祷告啦。
So I went home and I prayed.
我感觉也就正所谓的正常，也就是安息日领会啦，平常信徒有什么事情联络啦，就好像蛮正常的。
And I just went about my daily routines. I preached sermons. I visited the members, and everything just seemed very normal.
然后呢，那个他说4个礼拜再来检查。
And the doctor said, "Well, come back and visit me 4 weeks later."
那四个礼拜这当中呢，我有一天呢，躺在那里，我起来哈，怎么头里面有那个 lock lock 的声音？
Now during these 4 weeks, one day I woke up, and then as I got up, I just felt like there's something knocking inside of my head when I shook.
现在是没有了，懂吗？
No problems now, but it was
有声音呢。
But during that time, there was a sound.
我就叫我太太说，有没有声音？她说有哎。
And then I shook my head. I told my wife, I shook my head, saying, "Do you hear anything?" She said, "Yes."
不是幻觉啊。不是幻觉呀、啊。
幻觉。
就是 illusion。
It wasn't an illusion.
不是你自己想啊。
It's not my own imagination.
别人可以听到。
Because someone else could hear it.
你好像拿一杯水把它盖子盖起来，那个声音啊。
It's like if you get a cup of water, you cap it and you shake it, and you can hear the water slushing around.
我还蛮有趣的，我说叫儿子来，兄弟啊，来听听看。
And I said, "Oh, let's grab our son, and hey, why don't you listen to this too?"
他说有啊。
And he said, "Yeah, I hear it."
我的一个侄儿在住我家，说来来来，听听这个。
I had a nephew staying at my house. He said, "Oh, come listen."
所以这个不是只有我一个感觉、啊，一家人都听了啊，给他们听听看。
So it wasn't just my own feeling or imagination. The entire family heard it.
那我就四个礼拜到医院去。
So after 4 weeks, I went back to the hospital.
那我跟那个，当然那个医生是很不错的，非常好的医生。
Of course, this doctor, he's a very, very good doctor.
那个医院也应该是全德国很顶尖的医院，但是海德堡那个大学医院。那个医院是头部医院，只医头而已。
And this hospital was also one of the best in Germany. It was in Heidelberg University, and they specialize in the brain, the head.
那个医生说你是不是有发生车祸、啊？
Then the doctor asked, he said, did you ever get in a car accident before?
还是撞到什么?
Or did you ever hit anything?
我说车祸没有。
I said, I've never been in a car accident.
他就讲了很多了，像他那个例子很多，为什么会出那么多血？
But he started just coming up with a lot of examples on possibilities why I had so much blood.
不是很少，很多。
It wasn't a little, it was a lot.
大部分都是那个车祸撞击，然后呢，血管破裂。
Usually, the blood in the brain is because you get in a severe accident and the blood vessels burst.
我说没有。
I said, no, I've never had this.
他讲了快半个多小时，到最后只好承认说，我可能某年某月某日撞到什么。 他就高兴了，就不再问了。
He spoke for like half an hour until finally I had to admit something. So I said, so-and-so day I probably hit my head or something. And then he was pleased.
因为我的血压正常。
Because my blood pressure was normal.
我不是脑中风。
I didn't have like a stroke or anything.
所以有人说什么中风或是什么胆固醇高啊，都还可以了。
Some people may say, oh, you had a stroke or you have high cholesterol.
心脏并没有，我心脏很强。
Or that you got a bad heart, but everything was normal for me.
我脉搏有时候五十几啊，人家说我是有什么运动家的那个脉搏。
Sometimes my pulse is only 50, and people say you've got an athlete's pulse.
他一直要我去讲个理由嘛，只好说好像什么时候撞到头。
And so when he was asking me these questions, I just came up with some excuse and said, oh, I probably hit my head on such and such day.
事实上之前我曾经头痛。
But in reality, prior to all of this happening, there was one day when my head hurt.
Raymond 传道前几天来说，你跟我们上课有时候就快要躺下去了。Raymond,
he even
told
me that, you know, sometimes during TTP class, there are points where it seemed like you just needed to lie down.
那是09年的年初。
And that was back in the beginning of 09.
好，那我跟医生说，我这样有声音哦。
And so I told the doctor, I said, you know, I shake my head, there's a sound.
他说你人可能比较敏感吧。
He said, oh, maybe you're just too sensitive.
我说没有哎。
I said, no.
你也可以听到哦。
You can hear it too.
他本来一个大桌子坐那边，他就走过来，我说摇给你看。 他马上抓住，哎，以后不要再做。
We were sitting at a big table, and then I said, "Look, I can show you." And I shook my head, and as soon as he heard it, he grabbed me and said, "Don't ever do this again."
但医生已经蛮老的了，他是那个就是英文德文换成英文应该叫 chief 那个什么 doctor。
And you can say he's the equivalent to he was a chief doctor. He's some 50 years old.
每天早上他都会带差不多十几个那个来看。 他只是来巡来巡去的。
Every morning,
他吓一跳啊！他说：“哦，好像他一生没有听过这样的声音。”
Every morning, he bring like 10, 15 staff with him to show them around and teach them. But when he heard me, he told me to stop as though he's never heard this before.
检查完之后
，After the examination，
我以为可以回家。
I thought I could just go home.
他说紧急开刀。
He said we need to have emergency surgery.
所以那一天，5月19号。
That day, May 19.
另外一个图，我就一样，就是好像马来西亚做的，要挖两个洞。
Again, just like in Malaysia, they had to bore two more holes.
所以我现在头有四个洞。
So now I have four holes in my head.
那个马来西亚的洞比较大，这都知道。那德国的洞比较小。
The holes in Malaysia were bigger. The ones in Germany were smaller.
这种叫引流，然后把那个血流引出来。And
they drill these holes so that they can draw the blood out of my head.
那感谢神啊，那个因为光头也不错，他不用再剃头嘛。So
thank God I'm bald, so it was actually convenient they didn't have to shave my hair.
好，再来。
Next slide.
这都是引流的那个。These
are all the tubes as they drew the blood out.
那个他们替我照的嘛。
And they took the pictures for me.
好，再来看看。
So you can see after they drew the blood out that on the right it's not completely right yet.
这是做完引流的时候照的。
This is a picture they took after they drew out the additional blood.
4天就好了。
4 days I was fine.
医生说，明天哈，第三天的时候，医生就说明天把引流管拿走。是插着，就插在那里，就是躺在床上这样。
Basically, this procedure, they drill the hole and you just lie there with these tubes in your head. And on the third day, with the tube still in my head, he said, "Well, tomorrow we'll finish up and you can leave."
那就是第四天可以出院。
So on the fourth day, I would be able to leave the hospital.
那德国比较快，快一半就是，那边洞比较小吧。
The procedure was much faster in Germany, and the hole was smaller too.
啊，不会痛呢。
And it doesn't hurt.
我到现在哈，因为我一在来这里没有，我在德国，我要出门，我太太一定会把手机放在我袋袋里面。
And in Germany, every time I leave the house, my wife will put my phone in my bag.
这样好像可以控制住，还有事好联络。
This way, you know, she still has some control. If there's anything going on, she can get in touch with me.
那个手机号码我常常忘记，不晓得为什么。
My problem is I always forget my cell phone number.
有一次很紧急啊，要打一关机的，哇，糟糕 ，PIN number 忘记。
And one time I turned off my phone and I turned it back on, but I forgot my PIN number.
但是后来我太太聪明，她就写一张条子，用中文大写的叫我写的，就放在那个什么手机里面。
But my wife got smart, and so she wrote in Chinese in big letters all the info. She stuck it inside of my phone.
在德国，这是第二次开刀，一开刀起来，我第一个印象是，哎，手机号码记住。
This is my second operation, and it was in Germany. And the first thing I thought when I woke up is, oh, I remember my cell phone number.
第四天可以出院。
Fourth day I could leave the hospital.
那第三天晚上呢
？But that the evening of the third night.
也差不多八点钟的时候。
Also about 8 p.m.
那我躺着嘛，要睡觉了，因为医院都是比较早睡啊，五点就吃饭了。
I was lying there.
四点半有时候四点半放送来了，吃。就睡觉。
Getting ready to sleep because in the hospital you sleep earlier. They serve you dinner at 4:35 o'clock.
那因为我脚前有一个钟比这个大一点。
And you know when I look in front of me, there's a large clock bigger than this one.
八点的时候。
Around
8 o'clock. 差不多八点。哎，你有感觉那个了，又来了。
Again, I heard that sound.
你跟一个力量来。
This or this force coming.
但是很熟了嘛，对不对
？But this time I'm very familiar with it.
我那时候想，哎，你又来了。
And I thought, oh, you again.
你要干什么
？What do you want?
我不怕你吵啊。
I'm not afraid of you causing trouble.
不理你就好了。
I'm just gonna ignore you.
也根本不用赶你啊。
I don't even need to cast you away.
无聊鬼啊。
You're just a silly devil.
对，你拉我被子，我再不怕，因为那时候德国很热啊，并且德国没有放冷气。
And I said,
我根本没有盖被子啊，没有被子给你拉、啊，你要怎么样？我根本没有被子可以让你拉、啊。
I didn't even have a blanket for him to take from me because it was hot in Germany and they didn't put the AC on, so I wasn't afraid of that.
我只是在想啊，哈。
This is all what I thought to myself.
他也不动。
But he didn't move. He just stayed there.
我只是感觉他在偷看我、啊。
I just felt that he was watching me.
我说。搞什么？你看什么看呢？到最后我火了，你知道吗？他不动什么，就是好像在偷看你。我没有看到哦，我没有看到魔鬼没有，只是感觉在灵里面他在偷看。
I never saw the devil with my eyes, but I felt spiritually that he was just peeking over to watch me.
那我那时候直接就想到那个加拉太书保罗所讲的。
So then I thought about the verses in Galatians which Paul said.
说。那个有拖着引进来的假弟兄，私下窥探我们在基督里的自由，我就想到这个窥探、偷看。
Chapter 2 verse 4 it says, "This occurred because a false brother secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus." This is what I experienced.
就是偷看。
Someone spying on me.
我现在火了。
And so I got angry.
我就奉耶稣名。敢了，我说你看什么看？没有什么好看，
so,
看到我烦了，本来我不理他，但是看到他也不动，也不跑啊，我就赶他。
And so I cast him out in the name of Jesus because he just was there spying on me and it became annoying.
那我一赶呢，我看到那个什么魔鬼从那个这个房子哈，这个左边的，就是我躺着的脚的左边那个房角跑出去。
And then as I was lying there, then and I cast them out, then immediately I saw that the corner diagonal from me, I saw that the devil run through, run away.
我是画，因为我从小没有上过那个才艺班，所以我很想把它画起来，但是我画图总是那个什么，总是刚刚好及格的。
I've never really.
我现在一想都可以想到它的样子。
You know, when I think about it now, I can see exactly how it was, but I'm not a very good artist, otherwise I would draw it out.
就跑出去了，他的头在外面，我可以看得到。
And he ran out.
因为在灵里面的那个头已经在外面了，可以看到他的那个尾巴在房子，就是那么一幕，啪就走出去。
And because this is all seen in the spirit, so I could even see his head and his tail after he went out of the wall.
好，那因为从生病之后。 几乎如果可以的话，天天会写日记。
After I got sick, as long as I was healthy enough, I would take write a journal every day.
那隔天写日记，就是那个晚上睡得特别好，很好，就是。
So the next day, as I was writing my journal, I wrote that that evening I slept especially well.
好，那就隔天第四天呢，那个差不多11点的时候。
And so the next day was the fourth day, and around 11 a.m.
那个医生跟护士进到我房间，就是。
The doctor and the nurse, they came into my room and they removed the tubes from my head.
那医生说有点认识了，他说会痛哦，因为把那个引流管，因为引流管是插到那个脑里面去的，要拔出来，他说会痛哦。And
since we're pretty familiar with the doctor now, before he pulled the tube out, he said, "This is going to hurt because they're pulling a tube from my brain."
我当然就准备一下嘛，人家说会痛嘛，我好准备十分痛。
So I kind of prepped myself to feel 10 times some pain.
那个医生就做完了。And
the doctor finished.
我说，我还有剩下三分痛还没痛到啊。我如果准备十分痛，他只有痛到七分了，还有剩嘛。所以我跟他说不会非常痛，不是不痛啊，是痛，但是呢没有像没有我准备的那么多痛。
I prepared, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10 to receive a pain of 10, but it only hurt 7, so I said, oh, it didn't hurt as much as I thought.
那医生说，你可能特别不怕痛。
And so the doctor said, oh, maybe you just have a high tolerance of pain.
我跟他说，我已经准备十分痛。
I told him,
比如说我有10块钱，就买7块钱，还剩下3块啊，还有剩，还有找啊。
I prepared for a pain tolerance of 10, like I have $10, but I only use $7.
讲完。 医生就出去了。
So after we finished talking, the doctor walked out.
那个门在这边，我看他跟护士两个就走了。再见了。
The door is to my right, and so I saw him walk out with the nurse.
他门一关。
As soon as he closed the door.
那我就想休息一下嘛，对不对？
And I was getting ready.
等一下太太就来接我回家了。
I was getting ready to rest because my wife would come very soon and take me home.
刚刚不痛也是有点痛，也是有痛。
And it still hurt, it just didn't hurt as much as I thought.
但我要就是感觉说要休息的时候，我感觉哎，有人来抓我。
And as soon as I was getting ready to rest, all of a sudden I felt someone grab me.
不是抓，好像在脑里面。
It's like someone reached their hand inside my brain and
我那种感觉好像你在做狮子头，把那个什么。 碎肉，这样子。
It's like when you're preparing some dinner and you grab the meat and you squeeze
两下,
it. I squeeze it twice.
哦，很痛！我现在想起来又就是痛。我那刚刚的找的3块钱都怎么样花光了，还痛。
And that pain was unbearable. That $3 I had left over were all used up right away.
哦，痛到我想说，哇，是不是换个方向？
And it hurt so much, I thought, maybe I need to change my position.
一换方向是啾啾。
As soon as I moved, then again, twice.
4下。
So total 4 times now.
我就晕过去了。
And I passed out.
我一生我的印象中我没有晕过去过。
In my life, I don't ever recall passing out before.
那晕过去我就不晓得什么事了。
But I passed out, and I don't know what happened next.
那个房间只有我一个人。
And I was the only one in that room.
来下一个图看看。
Next slide.
这个就 引流之后的应该是快快好了哈。This
is a picture of
再来,
after they drew the blood, it should have been fine.
几乎是同一天哦。
This was taken that same day after they finished the procedure.
他们 差不多十二点之后送饭来啊，这个人怎么昏在床上
？Sometime after 12, they came in to deliver the food, and then they realized I was passed out on the bed.
就去照啊，照出这个来了。
And then they took another picture, and they saw this.
你看这边的好像被掐过了，好像那个什么戳鬼那个什么东西。
And it looks like someone really reached their hand in and squeezed my brain.
然后呢，他们去。就把我抓去什么？这个时候真的没有通知我一声。
And this time,
因为昏过去了，我家人都不知道。
They didn't give my consent, and my family didn't even know, so they just did this on their own.
就把我从这里有没有破开了
？And so they cut open my skull.
当时的脑是这样子的。
This is how my brain looked at the time.
你看，差不多至少五分之一吧，哈，或是六分之一。
And you can, maybe a fifth or sixth of it.
有的时候四分之一了。
Some people even say a fourth of it.
都烂掉。
It was all decayed.
那个，他是用德文讲了，这就是那个用德文说 Blutkuchen. Blut 就是那个 blood, Kuchen 就是 cookie, 就是雪糕啊，不是吃冰淇淋的雪糕，是那个雪的蛋糕这样子。
And
啾啾的这样子。
In German, they said this is like a blood cookie.
好，那再来，好，就是这样子，把头这边，好。
And so here, that's where they cut my skull open.
接下来，好，再来。
Next.
那三天之后
，Three days later.
这个完了之后，我已经发觉右手右脚不太麻麻的。
After all of this happened, then I started to feel that my right arm and leg were numb.
怎么一来讲话，我太太都听不懂。
Why is it the more I spoke, the less my wife could understand me?
那三隔了两个晚上，他又再一次再把那个脑壳拿起来，他都没有问我哎。
And then two days later, again without asking me, they opened up my skull.
所以又破一次，又把那个脑壳又拿出来。
And again, they opened up my skull and they removed more things.
那这一次，就是在加护病房，我就醒过来了。
And then this time, I woke up in the ICU.
醒过来，因为在这之前呢，他们有给我做复健，复健就是rehabilitation， 是不是？
Because during this period of time before I woke, they did rehab for me.
我还记得他教我怎么样举手、举脚、摸鼻子啊、摸眼睛该怎么。
I remember that they were teaching me how to raise my leg, touch my nose, and things like that.
但是没有用啊。
But none of it worked.
他有。在第四次开刀，他有跟我讲说，你的脑已经破坏掉了。
After the fourth operation, I do remember they told me that your brain is already finished.
所以右手右脚不能动了，
so,
因为已经坏掉了。
And so that's why my right arm and leg couldn't function anymore because my left side of my brain was already damaged.
他说你的母语是什么？母语啊 ，mother tongue.
Well, he said, "What is your mother tongue?"
他说是不是中文
？Is it Chinese?
我一想，不是啊。
I said no.
为什么
？Why did I say this?
我还记得我小学四年级还常常被罚一我到学校去有时候不太敢讲话。
I still remember when I was little, fourth grade, I would be afraid to talk at school.
因为我家是很乡下的乡下，不骗你，我爸爸妈妈根本不会讲国语啊，
<Because
S 2> 我爸爸妈妈不会。
My family comes from a very very remote area. They can't even speak Mandarin.
那。我那个，我还记得我那个小学的老师自己也不会讲，他是受日本教育的，他常常是今天晚上去学啊，明天早上来教我们。
My teacher herself, she couldn't speak Chinese.
我怎么会讲呢
？She was from Japan, and she would learn one night and try and teach us the next day. So of course, Chinese wasn't my mother tongue, and I couldn't speak it well.
那很乡下的才，我读到小学毕业。人家说什么把鞋子拿去学校，根本就没有鞋子拿去学校，是赤脚去赤脚回来的。
You know, when I went to school, I didn't even have shoes. We went barefooted and came home barefooted.
大家都没有鞋子穿了，哪里有鞋子
？No one had shoes.
有人说穿着鞋子去，带着鞋子回来，没有，根本就没有鞋子去。
People always say, "Oh, you wear your schools to school and you carry them home," but not for me. We didn't have any.
那医生说，如果你是很 lucky 的话
，The doctor said, "If you're fortunate and lucky,"
你可能只有。以后会 只有保存一种母语，你的母语，因为那是印进去的。
He said, if you're lucky, then you may still be able to preserve your mother tongue, because that's kind of inscribed into you.
那我醒过来，在加护病房。
So I woke up and I was in the intensive care unit.
哎，我儿子来了。
My son came.
我太太在那里。
And my wife was there.
对，我跟他讲德文，当然听不懂。
And I spoke to
them. 我以为我在讲德文呢。
I thought I was speaking German to them.
其实医生老早知道了，因为医生已经老早知道我不会讲。
But my doctor already knew that I couldn't speak it anymore.
有发音，但是人家听不懂。
I made sounds, but no one understood.
好像小孩子刚刚哇哇哇这样子。
It's like a little baby just, you know, rambling.
我儿子来，我想说救兵来了。
And so my son came. I go, oh yes, this he'll be my savior.
讲几句台湾话，因为他听得懂。
I'll speak to him in Taiwanese because he can understand Taiwanese.
因为如果我是我想说，我传道可能有一点 lucky 吧。
So I thought, you know, I'm a preacher. Maybe I'll be lucky enough.
那我就跟儿子用想说用台语跟他讲。
And so I thought I'll speak to my son in Taiwanese.
他也听不懂。
And he didn't understand.
什么都听不懂，讲本也听不懂。
He didn't even understand let's eat.
那我就感觉感谢神，我是平常人。
And but to me, I thought, oh, thank God, I'm normal.
那我的孩子就说，爸爸，你要不要用写的？因为 他看我一直讲嘛，要不要写一写
？And then my son, he saw me trying to say something, and he couldn't understand it, so I said, Dad, do you want to write?
那就写了半天。那时候我想说，意志力很重要。
And then I said, No, I'm determined. I'll write it, and that's what I wrote.
我用左手写的
哦。I use my left hand to write.
因为常常不是人家说什么脑有问题啊，中风什么，那要复健第一个时间最重要。那最重要是你要有意志力量。然后我说好。拿出传道的精神，意志力量写。
People say that after you have a stroke, you know, the most important thing to your recovery is to be determined. So I said, as a preacher, I determined to write.
那到最后是变这样子。
And that's what happened.
因为我抬头一看，哎，我太太眼睛怎么里面有水在转啊转啊转？我想说可能不对啊。
I looked up and I saw my wife's eyes were glittering, and I said, "What's going on with her eyes? Why is she about to cry?"
她说你写得很好。
And then she said, "Oh, you write very beautifully."
我就交给她了。
And then so I gave it to her.
那但是我太太说你很喜欢祷告。
Then my wife says, "Oh, you really love to pray."
哎，真的，他们来看我，就是讲两句我就祷告。
And really, every time they come, we would speak a few words, and then we just pray most of the time.
自从我知道我不会讲话
，As soon as I realized that I couldn't talk anymore.
右手右脚不会动，连动都不会动了。
My right arm and leg can no longer move.
那我在祷告，我很感谢神。
I started to pray. Oh, thank you, God.
我非常高兴啊，我一生没有高兴那么高兴的。
I was so joyful, and I was never as joyful as I was like that in my life.
第一个
，First thing.
我想说，我得救的机会应该比以前大很多，因为右手右脚不会动，犯罪机会应该少。
So I thought, oh, now I have a better opportunity to be saved because my right arm and leg are no longer functional, less opportunity for sin.
第二
，Secondly，
我从现在开始不用上台手脚冰冷。
For now on, I don't have to go onto the pulpit and have cold arms and feet and sweaty hands.
我很喜欢当传道，但是我的当传道已经到此结束，因为这个不是。就是我感觉说我的功课完毕了，功课完毕要回家嘛，老师朋友再见吧。
I really love to be a preacher, but I knew, well, this is the end of it. My work is done, homework is finished, it's time to go home.
那我很高兴啊。
And so I was joyful.
我太太他们走了，我很高兴，我一直祷告。
My wife, family, they had all left, but I was very joyful, and I kept praying.
这是在加护病房里面呢。
This is in the intensive care unit.
他们走的是晚上六点。
They left at 6 p.m. that night.
因为他们不能太久啊，他们半个小时就要回家了。
They weren't allowed to stay too long, so after a half hour they had to leave.
那我很高兴。
But I was happy and joyful.
我忽然感觉我跟阿爸在讲话，我怎么忽然叫阿爸？我以前不会的，做主耶稣啊。
All of a sudden, 要回家了。I was calling out Abba. In the past, I was called God Jesus, but now I was calling out Abba.
我就跟神一直讲话，好像我没有看到他哦。但是我好像看到他，就好像魔鬼在旁边一样，那种感觉。
I didn't see him, but I felt he was there, and I was talking to him, just like I knew that Satan was there in the past.
然后我就跟他一直讲。
And I just kept talking to him.
但是我是在祷告了。
But I was praying.
用灵言祷告。
Praying in tongues.
我说啊，这个全世界的语言都没了，但是我的灵言跟以前一样。灵言你自己听啊。 一样，我太太后来说，你灵眼没有改变呢，因为一起祷告，灵眼你就晓得这是谁的灵眼嘛。
And I thought, you know, I've lost all my language ability. I can't speak anything in the world, but at least I can still speak in tongue. My wife said, it still sounds the same as in the past.
那我就跟天父一直讲话讲话。
So I just kept talking to our Heavenly Father.
那讲到九点，因为我的脚就一个钟嘛。
And I spoke to him until 9 p.m. I knew it because there's a clock in front of
me. 那我忽然感觉我变成小孩子。
Then all of a sudden, I felt like I was a little child again.
感觉了，不是说我就躺在那里啊。那时候刚刚开刀完醒过来，我还记得鼻子也有东西，这只都有东西。我后来不知道压到好痛了，有时候偷换那不像什么东西，我现在也搞不懂。
And I was still lying there. You know, I just had finished having surgery. There were things in my nose, my hands had things, and you squeeze it, it would hurt.
那九点的时候，我忽然跟天父说：“哎，天父啊，我唱个歌给你听好不好？”
At 9 o'clock, all of a sudden, I said.Hey, Father, let me sing you a song.
啊，天父说好，他没有说什么了，但是你就感觉他说好了。
And the response,
我没有看到什么像，也没有听到什么声音，
response,
但在灵里面就是很通。
Even though I didn't see anything, even though I didn't hear any sound, in the spirit I knew, he said, okay.
那我就开始唱了。
And so I started to sing.
那我说，阿爸，我不会讲话呢。
I said, well, Abba, I don't know how to speak.
但是我会讲哈利路亚。
But I can still say hallelujah.
我太太后来讲说，我阿门都不会讲。
My wife told me later on that I didn't even know how to say amen.
我太太要走也一起祷告，祷告完之后阿门哈，他们讲阿门，我讲不出来，他还教我几次，我讲没有办法讲。但是他说你讲哈利路，你在祷告里面灵言里面有讲哈利路亚。
My wife told me, you know, when she left, we prayed first that I didn't know how to say amen at the conclusion. She had to teach me, but when I prayed, I could speak in tongue and I could say hallelujah.
那我就听。说天父，我唱个哈利路亚的诗给你听。
And so I said, Father, let me sing you a song, saying Hallelujah.
那我说第三首比较多哈利路亚嘛，就一直唱第三首。
And I just kept singing Hallelujah.
然后就一边唱一边跟天父讲话。
And one hand I sang to God, and the other I prayed.
那个护士常常有时候会来看看，谢谢。我也不理他，但他已经老早问我太太说这个人做什么，然后我太太说在祷告，所以我也唱诗祷告，他都不理我。因为那个是我一个人嘛，我不晓得，就是刚刚开刀完之后在，就我一个人而已。
So the nurse all would periodically come in and take some readings, and early on she had asked my wife what my occupation was and or what I was doing, and my wife told her, oh, he's praying.Or he's singing. So when the nurse come in, she kind of knew what was going on.
到晚上十二点。
12 that night.
我忽然想说，我跟天父讲说，阿爸父啊，我只是唱一首诗给你听，你会不会无聊啊？
I said to God, I said, Abba Father, you know, would you feel a little bored listening to me singing the same hymn?
我多唱几首给你听好不好
？Let me try and sing you some other songs.
他说好啊。
And he said, okay.
那我就。能记住的就一边唱了，随便唱台语、中文，反正德文，因为想说要唱的时候，有时候也忘那个什么词也背不起来，能够背起来的就一直唱。我没有想很多就是了。
I just try to sing whatever I could remember, Chinese, Taiwanese, German. Couldn't sing much, but I sang whatever I could.
唱到早上三点。
I sang until 3 a.m.
有人说是不是回光返照啊？
Some people thought I might have Alzheimer's.
就是要人要死，不是说忽然变得很精神吗？
Oh, that you're about to die, but all of a sudden you have a lot of energy.
我应该是没有啊。
I don't think so.
我就是一直祷告唱诗，很高兴，高兴。
So I just kept praying and kept singing hymns, but I was very, very joyful.
我一直想说神啊，带我回家吧。
And I kept thinking, God, take me home.
这样的感觉以前有过。就是说祷告很深入，那个时候是还没结婚，我还年轻的时候还没有结婚，那时候有时候会祷告到感觉说啊，主啊带我回家很好，但是自从我结婚之后就不敢了，有时候很好一想，哎呦可爱的太太怎么办啊，那个四个小不点人怎么办。
I've had this experience before when I was young, before I got married, where you're really into in depth in prayer and you feel like, oh God, you can take me home now. But after I got married, I never dared to pray that way ever again.
那从晚上六点一直到早上三点，实在是太美了。
So from 6 p.m. the night before all the way till 3 a.m. it was just too beautiful.
真的是跟神面对面在讲话。
I was really talking to God face to face.
要到三点，早上三点。
3 a.m. that morning.
那个护士又进来。
The nurse she came in again.
我不晓得需要什么就跟他讲话，不知道手痛还是怎么样。
I don't know what I don't remember what it was, but I had to tell her something.
他吓得比我更让我吓到更大。
And her,
她吓，怎么会这样子？
Her response, her shock was more than my own shock.
因为到三点，我跟你讲话，手都好了，手脚都好了。
Because all of a sudden,
之前不会动了。
Three a.m. when I talked to her, my hands and arm could move.
那我是跟她讲德文啊。
And I spoke to her in German.
她听懂哎。
And she understood it.
哎，我说哎，怎么会讲话？
And I was like, wow.Why can I speak now?
就全都好了。
And everything was fine.
我有时候也小稍微调皮，我想说，哎，西亚人会不会忘记啊？
Sometimes I try to be a little bad. I try to be a little naughty and say maybe I'll forget all of this.
不是，我想说，希腊文还记得住吗
？Oh, I thought to myself at the time. Oh, do I still remember how to speak Greek?
那因为在这之前刚好教瑞林传道他们希腊文，我说啊，启示录背背看，启示录第一章第一节，哎，也背得出来啊。
During this time, I was teaching the TTP students Greek, and I thought, well, I wonder if I still can recite Revelations in Greek, so I recited chapter 1.
那创世纪第一章第一节常常背嘛，背一下，哎，希伯来文也没有忘记。
And then Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, because we always recite it, and I could recite it in Hebrew.
那我就睡着了
，and then I fell asleep，
就好了
，and everything was fine。
就是一元呐、啊，手脚从那个时候开始到现在都一样。
From that moment，
没有什么复健呐、啊，或是吃什么药啊，或是就好了就好了，就那个时候就现在这样。
From that moment on， I was as I am now. I could speak. I didn't take any medication or do anything special.
就好了。
Everything was fine。
啊，但是头还是有外伤的嘛哈。
But I still had a scar on my head.
然后外伤好了。
And then the scar healed.
下一个。
Next slide.
这就是破开的头。
This is my skull after it was cut open.
那是从这里正，然后把一个头壳拿起来吧。
And they
拿两次吗？
And then they did this twice.
好，在啊，这是后来的那个他们。那个刚刚第一个图有没有在躺在那里那个哈，就是破开哈，那个比较早啊，这个是后来把那个拿走的。
This is a picture later on after they had finished removing everything. The picture before that was while I was still on bed after they just cut me open.
所以他们比较有兴趣，就多照几张嘛。
And of course, since their doctors are more interested, so they took more pictures.
好，再来看看。
Next，
我自己也看不到。
Next，
这是从上面照的嘛哈。
This is an aerial view of my head。
好，再来。
Next，
好了，那这个伤差不多这样，他就说你可以回家了。
So by the time you see this picture, it was about the time they said I could go home。
那我就回家。
And so I went home。
那个是六月一号。
That was June 1st.
一回家，当然就打电话回台湾了。
Of course, first thing I did when I got home was I called Taiwan.
因为这过程我家人都不知道啊，他们只知道马来西亚。
My family didn't know about any of this. All they knew about was what happened in Malaysia.
全世界差不多只晓得我在马来西亚发生，德国这个我就没有再讲了。
Maybe everyone in the world knows about what happened in Malaysia, but very few people knew what happened in Germany.
其实严重是在德国。
And actually, the most dangerous part was in Germany.
被抓了四次，那就厉害了。
When I was, my brain squeezed four times, that was severe.
好，那我打电话跟我妈妈说，我没有什么事情，我先在家了。
So I called home to my mom and said, oh, how are things going at home?
我妈妈那个讲话口气不对啊。
And when I was talking with her, I could hear that something was wrong.
那我在问别人呢。
And then I asked other people.
问东问西啊，我爸爸失踪了。
是这样。
失踪了 ，missed， 跑去哪里？
And after asking around, then I found out my dad was missing.
那当然就为爸爸祷告了。
So I started to pray for my father.
那时候祷告跟天父啊，那时候还会说啊，天上阿爸父啊，我的地上阿爸，知道跑去哪里了。
And I prayed, Abba Father, where did my father on earth go?
当然祷告起来也蛮伤感的，就是了。And
of course, after I got it from prayer, I also was very emotional.
祷告了3天。I
prayed for 3 days.
感谢神啊，主耶稣把他召回家了。
Thank God Jesus brought him home.
我妈妈也很安慰。And
then my mom was very comforted.
早到就已经去世了。召回去了。And
he was called, and she was called home.
那我妈妈真的很安慰哦。My
mom was very comforted.
因为我回去台湾，我常常也跟她，就是我没有不会去哪里，就是从早到晚。 跟他坐在一起，就是我有时候看到那么高兴，我就说，哎，妈妈，我是孤儿哎，啊你是寡妇，怎么笑到这个样子？他说，神就是最爱孤儿寡妇，所以在笑。So
when I went home,
真的是得到安慰。
Because my father had passed away after we found him, I would sit all day with her, and I would see she's really happy, and I would say, Mom, you know, I'm an orphan and I'm fatherless and you're a widow and yet we're so happy. And she said, well, God loves the fatherless and loves the widow, so we should laugh and be more happy.
那我听到爸爸去世之后,
After I heard that my father passed away,
哇,受不了啊,
I actually couldn't take it anymore.
人生很少那么大哭过。
Probably a few times in my life where I've cried so much.
我就跟太太说, 全家回台湾了。
I told my wife, let's all go back to Taiwan.
因为去世之后再2个礼拜要出殡嘛, 丧礼要出殡。
Because two weeks after he passed away, they would have the funeral and all the other arrangements.
我太太当然不敢说不啊。
My wife, she didn't dare to say no.
那小孩，我还记得那个时候小孩，因为六月刚好要考期末考哈，我说多读一年也没有关系。 就是回去。
June, it was June time frame. My kids were getting ready for finals. I said, you know what? If you have to repeat a grade, it's okay. We're just going back.
那我太太也是蛮听话，她就跟校长讲哈，他们学校校长啊，校长说好了，可以回去。
My wife, she listened. She went to go talk to the school principal and told them we were going back to Taiwan.
那就决定要回台湾。
And so we all decided to go to Taiwan.
但是我太太呢，打电话给医院。
My wife, she called the hospital.
她说不然问问医生看看。
She said she wanted to ask the doctor.
那个医生不知道正在动手术什么。
At the time, the doctor was in the middle of some operation.
那差不多在1个多小时，他打电话给到我们家说要跟我讲话。
About an hour after we called him, he called us back and said he wanted to talk to us.
那个医生说，你不怕死没有关系啊。
The doctor said, if you're not afraid of God, that's not a problem.
你不要影响到别人。
He said, but don't cause problems for other people.
他说，以你出院的这个情况，你上飞机没有人救得了你。
He said, with your condition, if you get on the plane, there's no one who can save you if something happens.
你说你上去会死掉了。
What he meant was, if I got on the plane, I would die.
我一听呢,
As soon as I heard this,
我从此之后再不再哭了。
I stopped crying.
不然听到爸爸去世，受不了。Because
when I heard my father died, I couldn't take it. I was crying.
我就晓得什么事了。
So then I knew what was going on.
那我就说，那这样子解除警报，解除了嘛？因为不防空演习，解除警报。妈妈就是我太太跟大儿子念大学的，他们两个代表回去，其他留着。
So this kind of resolved the matter. My wife and my oldest son, who was in college, would go back to Taiwan to represent the family, but I and the rest of the children would stay in Germany. Because the other two were in high school and they needed to take their tests.
还有一个是要考那个大学的考试，很重要的。
The other one had to take his entrance exams for college.
那因为我从此之后想到爸爸就很感谢。
And so from that time on, every time I thought about my father, I would be very thankful.
来，接下来。Next
slide.
这个是医生后来给我的，我出院的时候的那个头脑。
This is a picture the doctor gave me when I finally left the hospital.
其实没有好哎。
actually you can see that everything wasn't
你看右边那个不是好的。
You look on the right, that's not good.
哦，那再下一个。
Next.
有没有？不是好的。
You see, it's not good yet.
他说你上去会下不来的。
He says, if you go on the plane, you're not coming off.
我自从那个第四次开刀之后，那个我不晓得是什么东西，我忘记了。我以前会这样，我忘记一种传感染呢，怎么样？
From after the fourth operation, I contracted some kind of.
来，你看下一个，看。
Look at the next slide.
好，都是一样的。
You can see all the pictures are the same.
好，再来。
Next.
也一样的，再来。
Next.
反而怎么样？我来看我的人都要全副武装，不晓得为什么。
All the people who came to me had to put on masks.
那我就是。我不是就在加护病房出来就会讲话，也手脚都会动吗？
When I left the hospital, I could talk. My hands and legs, they were all fine.
但是呢，看我的人都要全副武装哎。
But everyone who come to see me would have to come fully clothed in these garments.
那早上不是医生都在查房吗？那医生都没有进来过一次哦，他都是开门说。柯先生好吗？我说非常好，他就关了就走了。
And every morning the doctor would come see me, but he never entered. He just cracked the door open and say, "Oh, Mr. Ko, you're fine." I said, "Fine." He says, "Okay," and he left.
因为如果他们要进来十几个，因为他那个是大医生，就带十几个，每天都十几个啊。他们每个人都穿这样子，他说太麻烦了，所以。
And the reason is because this doctor, everywhere he goes, he's got 10 plus staff with him, and if they want to see me, they all have to dress up, and it's just inconvenient.
那感谢神，因为。我因为这样子，所以我这个本来是三个人的病床嘛，我一个人住，另外两个赶快跑了。
I thank God because of this, even though my room could have three people, I could stay there by myself. The other two people left.
所以天天可以在里面唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
Which meant every day I could sing and pray to God.
啊，这是教会的弟兄姊妹，他们比较爱心嘛，不怕就进来了。
And these are brothers and sisters. You know, they had more love. They weren't afraid, and they came.
好，再来。
Next.
当然，每天陪着我的就是我太太了，是不是
？And of course, the one who was with me every day was my wife.
也辛苦她了，她那时候热天呐、很热哦，那时候德国是热热的。
And it was really hot.
我们又可以讲话了，我们又可以对话了。
And we also again had the opportunity to talk.
那然后我太太上我的。爸爸丧礼完之后
，After my father's funeral，
再过两个礼拜
，Two weeks later，
再去看医生，看看。
We went back to see the doctor。
下一个
，Next，
他说好了。
He said, "Oh, it's fine now."
这时候他才说你好了。
This is when he finally said, "You're fine."
再下一个
，Next。What you see on the right, that's the holes.
那我那时候是七月几号啊？我那医生说你好了。
So this was around July. The doctor said I was okay now.
那医生说那个什么，你还要休假多久
？The doctor said, "How much longer are you going to rest?"
我跟他说我当传道哦，其实我一出院就讲道了，因为他以为我那个如果他给我写假条可以，我说你看我这个什么时候可以正常？
The doctor thought that you know after I get out he could write me some kind of note and I could rest longer not have to go back to work. I told him I'm a preacher. As soon as I leave here, I got to deliver sermons.
当然，我的太太希望说我不要乱走啊。
But of course, my wife, she hoped that I wouldn't, you know, go too far, go around too much.
那个医生说，你八月九号就可以开始工作。八月九号。
Then the doctor said, "Okay, well, if that's the case, then you can go back to work on August 9th."
因为在这之前，四月的时候，台湾很紧急啊，那个神学院。
Because back in April, the Taiwan TTP was very urgent.
那个是研究所啦。
They were doing their graduate studies.
因为上学期我没去教啊。
Because the previous semester I wasn't teaching.
他们要毕业了。
They were getting ready to graduate.
有几个人跟我一起写论文呢。
And there were some of them who wrote their theses with me.
好，怎么办呢？
And so what were we going to do?
我那个时候还没有 马来西亚完之后，还没有德国还没有开始，我就偷偷的写信给他们，因为那个时候连总实在是太好，他们说啊，他生病，给他半年的休息。
After I left Malaysia,
其实也没有。
And before the incidents in Germany happened, I secretly wrote a letter because the IA actually said, oh well, you know, he's ill, we'll give him half the year off.
那这样的话就到十一月啊，到十月底休息啊。
It was meant that I could rest until the end of November.
对，那时候还没生病啊，还没有德国还没有把头破开的时候。
But this is all before I got sick in Germany, before they cut my skull open.
那我算一算呢、啊。
And so then I calculated.
四月的时候，我就跟台湾神那个研究所说，可以的话，我八月九号去上课。
I calculated and I realized that I had sent an email to these students saying, if I'm possible, August 9th, I will come back.
那发生这个事之后呢，大家都忘记八月九号了。
And then so after all the stuff happened in Germany, everyone forgot about this August 9th date.
然后呢？医生说你八月九号可以上班了，
可以
去工作。
The doctor says, "Oh, you can go back to work on August 9th."
我太太吓一跳啊。
My wife was surprised.
我太太说要去台湾呢。
My wife said, "You're supposed to go to Taiwan."
那个医生说你就是去南极、北极探险都没问题。
The doctor said, "Well, it doesn't matter. You go north, south, it's all okay now."
哎，怎么会这样子？两个礼拜以前你说上飞机会死掉，哎，是你他讲的。
He said two weeks ago you said if he got on the plane he would die.
那你现在要去要他到南北极探险
？And now you're saying he can go everywhere where he wants.
他说照你的这个就是这样子啊。
And the doctor said, well, based on these pictures, that's what it is.
什么都好了。
Everything is fine.
我出院的时候是里面坏，外面好。
When I left the hospital, I was fine externally, but inside things were messed up.
现在都好了。
But now everything was fine.
那医生说，我们就希望看到这样子都好了。
And the doctor said, "This is what we were hoping to see, that everything was fine."
当然，这当中有很多的教会的医生也很关心我们。
Now, of course, during this period of time, a lot of doctors in our church cared for me.
那个巴黎有一个我们教会的医生呢、啊，哈。
In Paris,
只是他特别开车从。
In Paris, we have a deacon who's also a doctor. He especially drove from France to Germany just to see me.
那我太太蛮用功的，把人家的建议哈、哦、写分三列，三个大问题要出院的时候问医生嘛。
And my wife, very good-heartedly, she wrote down these three big questions that we needed to get answers to before I left the hospital.
第一个问题。
First question.
这个病怎么来的
？Where did this come from?
第二个
Secondly,
你们怎么处理你处理的过程是怎么样
How did you deal with this? What did you do?
第三个以后后续要怎么来预防或是怎么来、改善
Third, how to prepare in the future? What do we need to change to prevent this from happening again?
我太太很认真地写一大张、啊、
So my wife, she was asking all of these questions to everyone and she wrote them all down.
那个我不是讲开始那个医生啊、问我说是不是车祸了、啊、什么？我后来承认说不晓得某天某日撞到那个医生了、
啊。And so that doctor who asked me all these questions whether I've ever gotten an accident before, and I finally acknowledged I, you know, probably got hurt on a so and so day.
他说我三件事情告诉你。
He said I need to tell you three things.、
啊、你把第一，你把这个病当成事实接受。
He said first you need to accept this illness as a reality.
我说我 enjoy 呀、啊、
，and I said, well, I enjoy it.
跟我太太人间最亲的，我跟我太太重度蜜月。
Because the person closest to me, my wife, it's like we have our second honeymoon.
天上神，我跟他最亲密。
And my Father in heaven, who I am closest with, I spend time.
我说不只是事实接受，我把它当成什么呀？享受。
I said, not only do I accept this reality, I view it as an enjoyment.
好。他说第二个
And then the second thing he said,
我们不知道你这个病为什么这样子
He says we don't know why this happened
说你的头让我们很头痛
He said your head causes us a headache
所以你看第二次第三次才把你的头破开三天之内 头颅拿出把它破开两次他说我们已经是没办法不晓得为什么这样
He said you look at it we had to drill your head open we had to drill holes and then we had to cut your head open twice We didn't know what to do or what other options we had.
So, 不知道为什么会这样子。
So they didn't know why this happened.
因为本来要出院了。
Because we were already getting ready to leave the hospital.
正常是做引流，怎么会到最后你们头脑好像那个烂泥浆这样子
？Something probably normal is having the blood and then draining it, but to see my brain getting crushed like that, that was not normal.
第三。
Third.
我们没有做什么。
He said we didn't do anything.
嗯。好了，我太太也是蛮有趣的，她也。不放心嘛，他说，那不然第三个问题，我们回去要怎么办呢
？And then so my wife, she still wasn't settled, and she said, so what are we supposed to do now when we go home?
那医生忽然站起来，德国医生哦。
And then the German doctor he stood up all of a sudden.
很生气耶。
And he was angry.
他说我们已经承认不知道，也没做什么，我怎么晓得你回去要干什么
？He says we already acknowledge that we don't know why this happened. We didn't do anything. How am I supposed to know what you should do when you go home?
我那时候真的在想，我说这时候让我当医生，我也会。
And I thought to myself, you know, if I was a doctor, I would react the same way.
这个时候如果叫他下来，我可以当医生。
Because at this point, I can say, oh, you don't need to be a doctor. I'll be the doctor now.
我会跟他这么说。
And I would say,
你回去多喝点水哈。
Go home and drink some more water.
因为我生病的时候，他们一直叫我喝水。
Because when I was sick, they always kept telling me drink water.
多喝点水，多喝点水。
I'll drink more water. Drink more water.
这一定不会错的哈。
And so that's the first.
如果能够站起来慢慢走哈，不要走太快哦。
And then I would say, oh, if you're able to walk around, you know, don't walk too fast, walk slowly.
那中国人来讲，油的啦，什么不要吃，辣的啦，什么。
And I would say, oh, don't eat anything oily, avoid spicy food.
你听了高兴吗？他一个，对不对？
If you hear this, how would you feel?
他就不跟我这样讲啊。
And so of course, he didn't say any of this to me.
他说我怎么晓得？
He said, how am I supposed to know?
我们是，他是一个桌子了。我跟我太太来啦，回去啦。
And then we were sitting at a table. So while he was saying this, I kind of tugged my wife and said, "Let's go."
因为他不知道啊。
Because he didn't know.
但是我知道。
But I knew.
所以从那天开始。
From that day on.
你们以前如果听我祷告一分钟。
If you heard me pray in the past, maybe 1 minute.
现在至少要加10倍到100倍。
Now I need to.Increase that 1,000 times.
因为我知道出入的过去了。
Because I know the process of from the beginning to end.
不是这个很粗糙的这种。
I know how this
这个攻击啊。
raw attack originated.
但是不晓得是再怎么细腻的方法，当然就是要警醒。
And of course, the most detailed thing to do is to be more watchful.
我只希望我传道能够当到退休。
I just hope that I can be a preacher until I retire.
退休就是当到不能再当嘛。
To retire means I'm a preacher until I just can't do it.
感谢神，我从头到现在还没有说中途想说不想当的，我很喜欢当。
And I thank God that
到现在还是很喜欢当。
From when I became a preacher until now, there's never been a day where I never felt like I wanted to continue to be a
preacher. 我现在更害怕是什么？当不完。
What I'm afraid of now is that I can't finish my task as a preacher.
所以当不完就是说，当到最后连信徒都名字都没有了。
What I mean by that, what I mean by that is I'm a preacher until the very end where there aren't even members in the directory anymore.
所以以前听我祷告一分钟，现在可能要十分钟。
So if you've prayed for me a minute in the past, you may have to pray 10 minutes for me now.
好了之后，现在又是什么？成为一个不配得的恩典当传道。
Now that I am healthy and healed.I've become someone who is unworthy to receive the grace to be a preacher.
所以从去年八月九号又开始又飞到台湾去。
So last August 9th, I flew back to Taiwan.
也是唯一的一次我太太跟着我。
And it's also the one and only time my wife accompanied me.
我说如果你要跟的话，全家走。
I said, if you want to come with me, then the entire family should leave.
那就全家回去。
And so the entire family came.
那完了之后。
After they came.
十月又回去教。
I went again.
有两学期嘛。
I went back again in October because it's two semesters, two terms.
我说一起走吧。
I said you guys should all come with me again.
他就不跟我了。
But she didn't. They wouldn't.
我又开始害怕了。
And then I started to get afraid again.
以后会发生什么不知道，真的要带祷啊。
Who knows what will happen again in the future? We have to pray.
就回到最原点了。
And to go back to the very beginning.
又是不配得的恩典。
That we're unworthy to receive grace.
又是继续当传道。
And yet I continue to be a preacher.
好，我们现在一起唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
应该是368吧。
389.
啊，不对，不对，不对，389。
389.
哦，嗯，换对了。
我记得。